Hey, my friend, welcome to the Tradie Success Podcast. This episode is brought to you by the Tradie Success Academy. We're on a mission to help trade and construction business owners unlock time and financial freedom within as little as 3 years. With the right processes and systems and support, we're able to help people level up with less mistakes and have the motivation and support and guidance around systemization and process, whether that comes to lead generation, conversions, on-site value delivery, maximizing efficiency and profitability, operations and administration, or personal performance, how to really maximize yourself as a business owner and unlock that growth in your own business. Now, whether you're a sole trader or you've been in business for years and years, we're here to support you no matter what size you are. So look in the show notes. We've got a link to an exclusive offer for the podcast where you get 30 days free of the Academy Mastermind program. On there, you'll get access to online, on-demand training videos, access to live training every single week, and access to an amazing trade community filled with all different types of trades supporting one another to unlock that growth potential. Click the link in the show notes and unlock your free trial now.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tradie Success Podcast.
Would you say the next episode? Like Dr. Dre?
I hope you're ready for the next episode. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready to rock.
I'm Greg Crow. This is my friend, compadre.
Kirk Neal.
Kirk, friends?
Oh, yeah, we're friends.
Oh, yeah.
We're friends.
I got a story. Now, family favorite meals.
Oh, yeah.
What's your family going to? What are you gravitating to once, twice, three times? You know, maybe once, twice a week.
Well, spaghetti bolognese is pretty automatic, hey?
That's exactly where my head went to. Now, get this. My mother-in-law's friend, right? Oh, he was sitting there and he goes...
very disconnected. Hold on. Mother-in-law's friend. Yep.
My mother-in-law's friend, right? He's sitting there and he's like, oh, I could really go with some spaghetti bolognese.
What?
Bolognese.
Bolognese.
Bolognese. And then I thought it was so funny. I was legit cracking up laughing. So since then, Elodie and I have used that as a joke. Yeah. And now the kids legit say bolognese. Uh-oh. Right? Uh-oh. Bolognese. So it's part of our family culture. I actually asked my mate who's Greek. And he was like, oh, yeah, that's acceptable in some cultures. And I was like, well, it's not acceptable in my culture, then maybe it is. Anyway, spaghetti bolognese. I want to... Bolognese.
Bolognese.
What are you saying at your house?
Spaghetti bolognese?
Yeah, yeah. Like probably 99%.
Yeah, like it rolls like mayonnaise.
Is it a taco conversation or it's not even in the same vicinity?
No, man. Like, are you seriously... Is it a bolognese? Are you seriously bolognese? Saying tacos?
I grew up saying tacos.
Or might have to...
Jenny and Paul Crow were pretty adamant on the taco, but I had to change because everyone was paying me out.
Yeah.
So I actually had to change that.
To taco.
Yeah, but now I say grasp, not grasp, and yeah, people well,
you
give know, me a hard time.
Yeah, we know about that.
I'm potentially wrong, but spaghetti bolognese. Now, we eat that a fair bit. Kids love it. I love it.
Oh, it's good.
It's a great meal.
It's filling. It's hearty.
Now, for me personally, and this might happen to you too, but go with me here. After you eat spaghetti bolognese, it's great, right? But sometimes, the next day, you might let a little fart go, and it kind of smells a little bit like spaghetti bolognese.
Where are you going?
And a little bit. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
You don't?
No.
If you're out there, this one's for you, right? I heard Hamish and Andy do a segment on this a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know when something smells so bad, but it's got an element of something good, right? Yeah. And I'm not saying that this is okay. If this happens to you, I want to hear about it. I can't be the only person succumbing to something so offensive. Surely in the whole world, you look disgusting.
I've never had a fart smell like spaghetti bolognese, and if I could produce them on cue, that'd be great.
Is there something you eat that excretes in a certain smell or not?
Asparagus? That's pretty common.
Okay, yeah.
Have you got that or not?
I don't really eat asparagus, but maybe I should. Mm. Anyway, we're talking here. I've got people shaking their head at me. Where am I going with this? I'm so glad you asked. I'm talking about company culture. You think, how am I talking about company culture?
Yeah, I'm thinking, how are you talking about company culture?
I'm talking about when there's a part of it that's good and there's a part of it that's not so good. When there's a part of it that's going great and there's a part of it that's toxic. When there's a part of it that's going excellent and there's a part of it that's so offensively disgusting. I'm talking about who should take responsibility for it.
Ooh.
In my case, you know who put the spaghetti bolognese in my body? Me.
You.
You know who's taking responsibility for that?
That's you.
Me, right? Culture comes from the top, right? Mm. Now, you see a lot of people, business owners specifically, or even employees, you want to take responsibility for
yourself,
the good and not the bad. And I want to encourage business owners out there, take responsibility for your culture, everything about it. What do you think?
Definitely. I think the other thing is, like, it falls into that mold where you look at safety is everyone's responsibility. You see that? And this is sort of like the business owner has their role to play in that, set up the right structure. But at the end of the day, the employees and the workers have to come to work with the right mindset, not to do anything unsafe. I think it's the same with culture. Like, the business owner, as a business owner, you can't force people to do things that create great culture, but you can set up frameworks that allow good culture to thrive and be able to identify when things aren't going so well and really stomp that out. I liken it to a garden bed. Yeah, if you set up a nice garden bed, you put some great soil in there and you plant some nice plants, there's a great chance that those plants are going to thrive and you're going to have a great garden bed. But I can almost guarantee you're going to get weeds. So are you weeding your garden? Are you taking out the stuff that you don't want regularly? Because if you let those go, you lose your nice garden.
It's such a good analogy, that garden and weeds. And because we have just moved from a city to a rural town 18 months ago, I think there's no one more effective at having this conversation than us. If you are a seventh generation dairy farmer out there, we are sorry for our lack of knowledge, but we're really trying. But on the culture stuff, it's like a spot fire. You know, stuff that comes up that's counterculture or stuff that you don't actually want in your business, it's going to happen. It's not a matter of if it happens, it's just when it's going to happen. My question is, can we put it out when it's a spot fire before it gets something so big? Because stuff starts small, right? Offenses start small between staff and staff, between staff and business owner, between business owner and staff, between admin, and it all can kind of happen. What goes on sometimes can be seemingly so small, but the wrong two people have the wrong conversation at the wrong time, okay, and we're starting...
Like fueling
we're,
this.
We're pouring fuel on this fire that was never meant to be a fire in the first place. Yeah. So on the company culture, what would you put in place to sort of keep that, you know, keep your true north, so to speak, and keep you on track and keep your staff happy and clients happy too?
I like to use like recalibration moments. So really embody what the direction and the positive aspect of your culture you're trying to create here and allow an avenue for that. So is that like a social get together with your teammates where you're like, hey, I'm trying to create a very fun and inviting environment here to work. So can I as a business owner, can I structure that where I provide the environment for people to come have a great time? And if people come and have a great time, then they're more likely to like the people that they work with. Can't force it. Yeah. But if two people aren't really vibing and then they have a great experience doing something outside of work together, maybe that just quells all of that. And they're like, actually, you know what? Jimmy's not such a bad bloke after all.
Jimmy, we love Jimmy. We had a conversation earlier when we were having lunch. We're talking about, you know, while everyone might not be your cup of tea, so to speak, there's a really healthy, deep respect for people that are good at their job. Yeah. When you're good at your job and someone else is good at their job and you're in the same company, while you might not be each other's cup of tea, so to speak, there's that mutual respect. And I think being an expert in your field or being really good at what your field and striving for excellence can create a bond like no other. You don't have to necessarily bro down or woman down with someone to find a mutual connection there.
And I think you see this a lot. Like one of the greatest social environments to look at culture is like those elite level sporting teams. Yeah, everyone in that environment is good. You don't get to the top level without being good at what you do. Doesn't matter what role you play within the team. So there's a lot of people that are really good at their jobs, but culture is still such a vital focus on creating the whole package to get the most out of everyone. Because even if you're elite, you have respect, but if you have culture and positive culture, that transcends respect in a way where it allows people to achieve greater.
Yeah, it's that whole like almost iron sharpens iron philosophy. And if people know what the culture is, I think that's the biggest thing. When someone knows, hey, that's outside our company culture. And if you can have other people carrying that torch for you or carrying that bit of steel for you or whatever you want to call it, carrying that that object for you, it actually makes your job so much easier because it's like, hey, this is acceptable. This is not. If you see something happen outside this, that's okay. Just pull it up.
Yeah.
And I think good culture, good company culture, it's the dwip. It's the don't walk past it philosophy. don't walk, encouraging your team to not walk past anything. If you see something unsafe, if you see a conversation that's untoward, if you see someone yelling at an apprentice, if you see something happening that you don't like or you don't understand, like just call it out,
yeah,
straight up, face value.
And that comes back to that respect thing. If everyone's, you know, really respected, then people can call things out and it's not he said, she said. It's like, actually, you might have a point there. Yeah, I can own that.
Yeah, I love the, we encourage, part of the academy, we just preach this stuff, like weekly staff meetings. If you're not running one of these, we would really encourage you to run a weekly staff meeting where you can actually go, hey, this is acceptable. This happened last week. That's not acceptable. And here's how we're going to push through it. And this is the vision moving forward. Just that.
Weekly weeding.
Weekly weeding. Classic weeding activity. But it's so important to do, because if you don't weed early, what happens?
It just gets overrun.
Yeah. It's overrun. And it's too hard to get acceptable. Back. You can't get any fruit from it, right? What's the fruit in the business? The fruit is healthy relationships with your staff members, great staff, your health, it's healthy and great clients, all that kind of stuff. Long-term clients. I love to say that long-term clients need a long-term mindset. And a long-term mindset is that transparent, open, honest relationship.
Long-term stuff. People don't hang around if the shit's culture.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you've got an issue with a lot of staff coming and going, perhaps maybe we need to look inwards and say, what frameworks can we set up around culture? It's going to create an environment where people don't want to leave, or there's nothing better on the market than what you're offering. And I think everyone, as a business owner, strives to be the best possible boss they can be, yeah?
No one signed up to be the dickhead boss.
Exactly.
Right? No one just woke up this morning and been like, you know what I'm going to be? Right. The biggest dickhead I can actually be today. Not just today, yeah, but forever. but it's crazy when you put someone under so much stress and pressure for so long,
yeah,
you can only make an average decision. You know, you can only make bad decisions. And we've got to just remove ourselves from the hamster wheel of the business, the treadmill of the business, and pull ourselves back and be like, am I the kind of boss that I intended to be from the outset? Because, I mean, everyone had good dreams to pay their staff well, look after this. Or if I was in charge, I'm going to take everyone to Bali, to Perth, to Sydney, to on a cruise, on a deep sea fishing or something. But then you actually look at the cost of that and be like, I'm not doing that. These guys have got to get the billable hours.
Yeah, we've got no money.
We've got no money. Yeah. It's so important your business is operating healthy, and healthy culture produces usually
way better outcomes. The thing as well there is, it's okay to have moments where you're not being that person. If you pull yourself up on it and go, actually, I've drifted into a space where I'm not being the boss that I wanted to be, how do I course correct here and make sure that I can protect this environment moving forward? Because for the last few weeks I've been really short with my staff, or I've been, you know, I haven't communicated well, or all sorts of different things that can creep into you under pressure. And if you could stop and go, actually, I'm not being the person I want to be. It's not that you've failed or anything like that. It's an adult reflection tool to be able to be like, actually, I'm going down the wrong path. I'm going to do this differently and correct that course.
I mean, how many high-performing people, pretty much every high-performing person, gets up early in the morning and journals or self-reflects or does something? How did I do yesterday? How do I want to do today? What am I going to focus on? What really matters? What doesn't? That's so critical to your journey. Now, on staff culture, just to bring it home for a final comment, staff culture is so underrated. It would not only retain your staff, it will also attract new staff members. When your current staff are super happy, and you can tell, right? Like, you look at the sporting teams with a good culture,
yeah,
and it's like, you want to play there. I want to play there. They look after their team. They look after everyone. Everyone's happy. And we're high performing, yeah, but we're also having a good time. So it attracts staff and retains staff. And I think it's exactly the kind of boss that you want to be. Your final wrap up?
Yeah, I think create the framework. Yeah, it doesn't happen by accident. Sometimes it does, actually. That's probably a bad statement. It can happen by accident, but you can control the outcomes a hell of a lot more if you set up your frameworks. So where is that weekly structure where you can celebrate the good things and weed out the bad things? And it's a constant and evolving space. So you're never finished. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. See you soon.
So if you're loving the podcast, please share with your friends, anyone that's thinking about starting a tradie business or got a large tradie business. We help everyone from startup all the way up to $1 million plus months. We'd love to help you too. And lastly, it would mean a lot if you could leave a review on the player that you're listening to this on. It helps us get out there and help more tradies in business perform better and create better lives for themselves. So let's get into this episode. Hope you enjoy it. Talk to you soon.